It's a Tuesday. Let's head to the Dial-A-Doc program here today, sponsored by FHN. Stacy Winter is with FHN. She's an RN there. The topic today is colon health, connected with the fact that March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And Stacy, it's still the third most common cancer and leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, when you think about it, I can probably count on one hand the number of people who really want to come in for a colonoscopy. But also, the symptoms of colon cancer are pretty vague, especially when it's early colorectal cancer. They don't typically have any symptoms until it's progressed to a point that it's much more severe.
Still, because it still is the third most common cancer and leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. But despite those numbers, however, the incidence of colon cancer have been dropping in older age groups and demos. Tell us why that's happening.
Well, you have more insurance companies now that are on board with screening, making sure that they're covering those screening colonoscopies. So you do have more people in the age group that are coming in to see us to get rid of those polyps and whatnot before they become an issue.
A new study says that colon cancers are on the increase in younger people, and this apparently has continued over the past several years. Talk about this disturbing trend.
We're looking at more of an obese population also, and our diets in this Western world are lacking lots of fiber, which will help prevent polyps from growing and turning into a colon cancer.
We're talking to Stacy Winter, RN at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. I know that, Stacy, that colonoscopies are the most common tool for screening for colorectal cancer. Let's talk colonoscopy. Tell us what it involves.
So much fun, right? Lots of people. I've worked in the gastroenterology department for over 10 years, and most people actually dread the prep more than they do the procedure. So what it is a laxative that you take the day before your procedure and to clean out your colon so that we can get a good look. You come into our GI lab and get some sedation and sleep through your procedure, where we take a look for any polyps, which are typically just skin tags in your colon that we can take out. And then you go home, get a good meal, and sleep off the rest of the medicine, and you're back about your normal day the next day.
What other types of screening is available at FHN, any?
At FHN, we also can get you hooked up with FIT testing or Cologuard testing, which is a screening that you do at home where you provide a stool sample. It's not invasive, and it really is just a preemptive exam.
What's the recommended schedule for colonoscopies now?
Thanks to the American Cancer Society, they in 2018, they lowered the recommended age to 45 because we are seeing more and more colon cancers in the younger population. So we recommend your first screening colonoscopy at either 45 or 50. And then if no polyps and no family history of colon cancer, we recommend you come back every 10 years. But if we do find polyps or you have a family history, then we recommend coming back every 3 to 5 years for us to continue screening for those. And then also, if you have an immediate family member who has had colon cancer, we recommend your screening exam 10 years. Let's say they had a colon cancer at the age 60, we recommend you coming in then at 50.
All right. And if you have a family history, so maybe if you want to start at 40, at 45 as well, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
What about the ages for this FIT screening that you're talking about?
Same. Because it's an exam that screens for the presence of blood or cancer DNA in your stool, it's the same as a screening colonoscopy.
All right, Stace, what about what are some of the risk factors for colon cancer? And then at the same time, also talk about how people can reduce their risk for colon cancer.
Well, your risk for colon cancer increases with age. Men are typically more affected by colon cancer. Unfortunately, the African-American population is at the highest risk for colon cancer. And then also Lynch syndrome, which is a hereditary syndrome that's linked to other cancers like breast or ovarian or small intestine, and the presence of diabetes. Other behavioral things like not moving around, you know, having an active lifestyle, being overweight, not eating enough fiber, smoking and alcohol consumption can add to your risk of colon cancer. So making sure you're eating enough fruits, vegetables, whole grains, decreasing the amount of red meat in your diet, making sure that you're active, staying away from smoking and alcohol are some of the things you can do to help prevent it. You can't change what God gave you in your genes, so we recommend some of the other behavioral adjustments for it.
Yeah, you can't change family history, can you?
No.
Right. Okay, what about insurance? Does it typically cover a colonoscopy?
We have estimators here that can work with you with your insurance. Typically, a screening colonoscopy is covered by insurance if all the right coding and whatnot is in there. But our estimators do a really good job of working with your insurance to be able to get that right coverage for you.
And what about the other screening methods?
Those, same thing. They can work with your insurance as far as what your insurance is willing. Every insurance company is different.
We're talking to Stacy Winter, RN at FHN. Stace, what about if someone wants to arrange to have a colonoscopy or the FIT testing at FHN, what could they do? How can they get that to happen?
Well, they can talk with their primary care provider who can refer them. Otherwise, we do have three great gastroenterologists here at FHN, and they can get in touch with their office. And that phone number is 815-599-7715. Or they can also go to www.fhn.org to get in touch with those physicians.
All right, Stace. Always great information. Thank you very much. National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month is March. Great to talk to you again. Always great information. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Hey, have a great day. Thank you very much.
All right, Stacy Winter here today, RN at FHN. This is the FHN. This has been the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, sponsored by FHN.